We want to next bring up Kathleen Tinley, who is part of the Families of September 11th for a Peaceful Tomorrow. She also went to Iraq on a humanitarian mission and came back. Definitely please stay with us. We're going to be making a demonstration, a statement soon to Dodge Street, so please hang with us as we are joining millions across the world in a demonstration to mourn 2 years of war in Iraq. Please give a warm welcome to Kathleen Tinley.
I mourn. I mourn for my uncle who was killed on September 11th in the World Trade Center, and the thousands of others who were killed that day in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. I also mourn for the people who killed them, the people who took their own lives on September 11th because they were so blinded by desperation that they thought mass murder was their only option. I mourn for our soldiers, for those who died fighting, and those who have lost a piece of themselves doing what we pay them to do. I mourn for the people of Iraq, especially for the people that I was fortunate enough to meet 2 months before we started our war. I will never know their destinies. I will never know who survived and who perished. And so I mourn for all of them. I mourn for the death of a dream. This dream was given life in the weeks following September 11th, when we experienced the sympathy and compassion and support from people around the world. They gave me hope that our country could learn from our suffering and that we could seek healing and solutions rather than rage out looking for revenge. That dream died, and its tomb was sealed the day that President Bush announced victory in a war that we are still fighting today. However, today, as I prepare for Easter next weekend, and as I look out at all of you gathered here, and think about the millions that are gathering at events like this today to commemorate this anniversary, a new dream is given life. You give me hope. You give me hope that we can find the strength and perseverance to demand that our leaders stop cowering behind gunfire and start guiding us down the path towards peace, the difficult, long road towards peace. I have hope that we can rise out of our history of violence. I have hope for resurrection. Amen.
Thank you, Kathleen Tinley. That was Kathleen Tinley for the Families of September 11th for a Peaceful Tomorrow.